Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Roger Stubbe with the Pella Amateur Radio Club joins us on today's program to talk about the annual Field Day exercise and how the organization works in our community. Well, and Roger, we're here today to talk during your Field Day. And right now behind you, you have members of your club that are communicating with people all over the United States. First of all, what does it mean to have this day again and to be able to share this love of amateur radio with so many across the country?
Well, Field Day was originated just to set up a station in a temporary location, emergency response, get something on the air quickly, separated from normal AC power, so you could run on batteries or run on a portable power plant. And it's kind of gone now to where it's a club event, a contest you get on, and talk to people all over the states. Today, I think they've talked to people on both coasts and from North Dakota to Texas, so the whole country is being covered.
Well, and when we say amateur radio, what does that mean to you? And what does that mean to people who maybe haven't heard of that term before or the services that you provide through that?
Well, some people equate ham radio and CB. They are different. Ham radio requires a certain level of technical expertise and a knowledge of laws. You get a license from the Federal Communications Commission. You go through an examination process. And that's one different. But it's people that are interested in the electronics and in communications, and then to put it into practical use. It's a hobby in a way. It's fun, but it's also especially useful in time of an emergency when power goes down or bad weather comes through, for example, weather spotting and that sort of thing. It's there when all else fails. Ham radio is there.
Well, and how did you get involved in this, and when did you get involved in this first time?
Oh, my goodness. You're talking way back before your father was born, I expect. No, actually, back in 1955, when I was still in high school, I was always interested in listening to shortwave radio, and I heard these people talk out there, and I thought that would be fun to do. And then I found out there was one in my little hometown in northwestern Iowa, and I looked him up, and that just sort of led to getting on, and eventually that led to an interest in electronics, which led to going to Iowa State and getting a degree in engineering, electrical engineering. So it serves as a good technical basis for a lot of things.
It's always good to talk to a fellow Cyclone, too, so appreciate that.
Good man.
And so when you think about your own use of amateur radio, is there anything that sticks out to you over your five, six-plus decades that you've been able to really utilize it in a way that has helped people, helped law enforcement, or anything that the hobby has turned into something a little bit more?
Well, I think of one occasion when we were living in Minnesota. There was a guy from Minnesota was a missionary in South America, and the country he was in had virtually no long-distance telephone connections. So I would talk to him and connect my equipment to the telephone line, and he could speak to his mother, even though he was 2,000 miles away. And then I was on the receiving end of that, because eventually it led to my wife and I and our family going to South America and serving as missionaries for 30 years. And we did that very frequently, talk to our children up here and make other connections. And sometimes those communications were urgent. Someone was ill, there was a death in the family, and without good telephone connections, we take telephones for granted here. Some places that just doesn't work, and ham radio is there.
Well, I'm looking around here today. I see some young people who are kind of getting excited. One of the other projects that you do is, as a club, work with the schools. And this year, I understand you had a great year for the weather balloons that you put up with the schools at Pella Christian and Pella Community. What does that mean to you to be able to pass that on, whether it's through Jim Emmert, what he does at the schools, or whatever you guys are doing here today, to be able to share that love of amateur radio and keep it going?
Well, there's a conception that ham radio or amateur radio is an obsolete communications, that it's only the old folks are in it. And it's true, there are a lot of elderly people, there are more mature people that are in it, but there's a lot of fun things for younger people, and we're blessed, I think, in our club here to have some of the younger generation coming along, but to see that the technical things are for them too, and the communications, and you mentioned the balloons, and you know, sending up a balloon with some equipment in it that goes around the, literally around the Earth about three times or more, gets kind of exciting for the young people. They say, hey, maybe I can be a part of that too. And it is an exciting hobby in that regard.
Well, and if people are hearing this interview and want to learn more about Pella Amateur Radio Club or to get involved with this thing that has become a passion for you, a lifelong passion, what's the way for them to take that step? What's the way for them to learn a little bit more about this communications means that can mean a lot to a lot of people?
Well, on the internet, you could simply look up or do a search on amateur radio and you'll find all sorts of things. The local club has a website, qsl.net/PellaARC, and you'll find more information on what we do and who's involved, and there'll be some contact information there, but we'd love to hear from anybody that has any interest in it.
Once again, that was Roger Stubbe with the Pella Amateur Radio Club. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts. And subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.